Dvar Halachin, Chazavodas, Thursday night, or the Tezvod Kislev. Okay, you make Kiddush Friday night, Shabbos day also, but Al-Kafonim, when you make Kiddush, you have to drink a Malo Lugmov, you have to drink one cheekful of the wine. If you can't, then the second best option is you're going to drink a little, you made a Bor Priyag Dofen, and assuming that there are people you're being motzi, so one of them will drink a little. The last option, which is really, should not be used except in cases of dire need, if no one can drink a cheekful, it's like maybe having a meal with Alcoholics Anonymous, I don't know. So you should use grape juice anyway. Alcoholics Anonymous can't even drink a drop. So it wasn't a good example. But Akaponim, if no one can drink a treakful, then b'dieved mamish, in extenuating circumstances, as we say, then all the mesubins drinking a sip could add up to a malolugmov, assuming they all drink it. Within 2 minutes, we'll call it 2 or 3 or 4 minutes. So that's, you have to drink a cheekful. Someone else can drink the cheekful. If you can't, you have to drink a little. And if no one can drink a cheekful, then everybody's drinking could be mustarif. It's a very strong b'dieved. And if no one can drink anything, then, well, I mean, if you can't drink anything, not even a sip, then someone else should be making kiddush. Okay. Chavis Haldodos. We're at the end of Perek Beis and Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and he talked about how a person has to develop a sense of obligation of Avodas Hashem based on his own understanding, and everybody's different, his awareness of what Hashem has bestowed upon him, all the tovos, everything. He brings down psukim to that effect, that different people can have different hasagas of it. And he sums up saying, Kifi Hischalfus HaKarosam, the difference in their understanding, and his chalfus hatolus aleim. Different people have different lives. Now he says a very major yisod, a very big chiddush, but he's really the shita about the primariness of levavos, and it's an interesting thought. Al ha'maimin lachshavim nafsho. So the maimin b'Hashem makes this cheshbon. What his obligations are, and he should do as much as he can, as much as he understands and as much as he can. What he's able to do, then he says, if you understand what your obligation is, but you can't do it, what you cannot do, let's say you understand, you want to make a yeshiva, you want to build a Beis HaMikdash, you want to, like, these things that you feel you should be doing and are proportionate, it's based on what Hashem has done for you, so you want to give back. So yesigeu biyadia. The Yisavehu Bilashono. He should desire it, and he should say he desires it, and he should be Mishtokek to be able to do it. Very big Kiddush that there's purpose in that. Because you feel obligated, and you wish you can do it, and that's real, that's a real desire. Umashlayuchal Asigu B'maisi Yasigu B'yadi V'Yisavehu Bilashono. The Yichsufel of Belibo, he should have a real desire to do this. Moshe Omer Dovid Hamelech Alav Hashalom Achalai Yikonu Derochoi Lishmor Chukecha, and apparently Achalai means my desire, my ratzon. So Lishmor Chukecha V'Amar Nechmadu Mizov U'Mipoz Rov U'Mesukim Edvash V'Notes Sukim. Not sure what the point of that pasuk is. The Radak. He brings on here from the Radak that the Chachamim v'Yirei Hashem Choshkem v'Chomdim v'Torah l'Mitzvus Yosu Mimash Shebnei Yodam Chomdim Zol v'Poz Harbe. So Hanechamim Mizol v'Mipoz Rov. The Radak explains that the pasuk means to say that Chachamim and Yirei Hashem desire it more. What does it mean, this Nachmadim is over me, pause, to Chachamim and Yirei Hashem? They want to do it as much of, and more than some people desire Zohav and pause. So, and that's what the pasuk is coming to say. Nachmidom means it's desired. So it's desired, mizov mikos rav. Baboyi, the nail is chus, and Hashem will see that Itaka can't do it. Vuchayev l'tzapos l'itos v'shetasug yado, and he's waiting to be able to do it. Maybe like to build a Beis HaMikdash, I said, maybe that's not real, so that would be a phony thought. Or that would be some, he wants to, but he's talking about a real desire that you feel something you would be obligated to do that you feel capable of doing if it's for some reason you can't.
Why isn't that a perfect example?
What?
Why isn't the basement just a perfect example?
Okay, good. V'chayev l'tzapos, because it's, I don't want to talk about it. Because it's not real.
Okay.
If you say you want to support a yeshiva, you want to give a lot of tzedakah, you want to make hachnasos orachim, but your house isn't big enough. So that's real, and it's a desire, you would like to be machnas orachim. The guy says, I want to you know, shaykh, no, he could desire it, but it's not the same desire, it's not the desire that Chazal is talking about. He's talking about yichsof, and he's magageya, and he wishes, and he's waiting to be able to do it. You know, so I don't think he means something like that, unless you're taka holding by that, and I'm not. Okay, that's wonderful. He means something like, I say, you want to support yeshivas, you want to wipe out the deficit of every yeshiva, but you don't have money. So that's something you connect into, and you really, you know, if you have money, taka, so you would do it. V'chayev l'tzapos l'itos, and he is waiting, anticipating, asher tasig yodo, v'yuchu ben l'shalei mashi yitochen lo mecholus habariyus baras. This is very, very, very chiddush. That things, maybe that's even shot in the Gemara, that if a person wants to do a mitzvah and can't, ma'ala l'schar kilo asol. So it's not, maybe it's any time a person feels that this would be part of, that this, he would be obligated to do this. This is what, we're talking beyond the mitzvahs that you're mechuyev to do. We're talking beyond that. We're talking about avodas Hashem, serving Hashem, the way the Chavis Avodas Lishitasu holds, that it is based on your feelings of Hakaras HaTov that you have to Eibishter. So in that realm, so what you are not capable of doing, you have to develop a desire to do it, and that's a real thing, and that's a very big chiddush, you know, that you should develop that desire and be megageya and yichsof and want to do it, and you're waiting for the time that you will be able to do it. Well, okay. Now he's going back to Bepoyel Chiyuvim. Val Yarchiv Alatzmo HaMaslos Bo. Take it easy with your excuses why you're not doing what you're supposed to do. The Azalzel Bo. The Anicheu V'Yisalei Mimenu. And you just ignore it. Penyia Nekar B'Yom HaCheshman HaGadol. Which is like a play on words, because this is Shar Cheshman HaNefesh. So he's saying there's going to come another day of Cheshman, and then you're going to feel sorry and feel embarrassed. K'mo Shekosuv, Boz L'Dovar Yechavel Lo. You'll be tripped up by something that you don't give the proper cheshivas to. Okay.